WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
Reporting, I'm Christopher Cruz. George Santos has become just the sixth member of the U.S. House of Representatives to be expelled. CBS's Scott McFarland was on Capitol Hill for the vote.
Republican leadership, worried about their narrow majority, tried to save him by voting against his removal. Do you think Mr. Santos should stay? I'm not going to vote to expel him. Arguing it sets a bad precedent to remove a member who hasn't been convicted of a crime. But Santos is facing trial next summer on 23 federal charges, including to accusations he stole his campaign donors' credit card numbers and racked up thousands of dollars in charges.
The ceasefire is over in Gaza, and Israel says Hamas still holds 136 hostages, including 17 women and children. So what's next? CBS News Chief Foreign Affairs Correspondent Margaret Brennan.
There are efforts to try to restart some hostage swaps, but right now with the combat operations underway, a lot of the diplomacy is focused on getting Israel to more narrowly target its combat operations in South Gaza to avoid the high civilian death toll we saw in northern Gaza before this ceasefire.
Police in Los Angeles are searching for a man who they believe shot and killed three homeless people in separate areas of the city. Mayor Karen Bass.
Living on the streets we already know is dangerous, and we already know that 4 to 5 people die each day on our streets from a range of causes, and violence is certainly one of them. But I want to be very clear about what we're facing today. This is a killer who is preying on the unhoused.
A former Supreme Court justice has died from complications of advanced dementia and a respiratory illness. Loyola Law's Lori Levinson.
Sandra Day O'Connor will be remembered as a trailblazer, as the first woman on the Supreme Court, as somebody who was very dedicated throughout her years to civic education, as somebody who was not a pushover, as somebody who had had a legislative experience, and who on the court could very well navigate her position.
It doesn't look like it will be a very Merry Christmas this year for some farmers, says CBS's Jim Crisula.
The season is anything but merry and festive for many Christmas tree growers in the South. Some have lost entire groves because of widespread and worsening drought conditions. Dan Polium owns a Christmas tree farm in Kentwood, Louisiana.
I couldn't imagine what the losses are at some of the actual farms around here now.
It normally takes 10 plus years for a Christmas tree to grow to 6 feet.
On Wall Street, the Dow is approaching a record high. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Thanks for
coming. Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Senate Democrats have elected Diane Hesselbein as their new minority leader. Hesselbein was elected to represent Middleton in the Senate last fall after a decade of serving in the Assembly. Earlier this week, Melissa Agard stepped down as minority leader after announcing her run for Dane County Executive. Hesselbein beat Senators Kelda Royce and Jeff Smith in a vote for minority leader on Friday. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is expected to rule soon on the state's legislative maps. Jeff Mandel of the liberal firm Law Forward says it's about voters choosing their lawmakers and not the other way around.
If we get back to the feedback mechanisms of democracy, that's the win. It's not about which party wins in 2024. I just think that's overly reductive.
Mandel spoke at a WISP politics gathering on Thursday. I'm Nate Wegehoe, Civic Media News.
Brewers offering a player a record deal. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It could be the largest contract for a prospect who's never played an inning yet in the big leagues. An 8-year deal worth $80 million guaranteed to prospect Jackson Chourio a center fielder who batted .379 in the minors. He's only 19 years old. The NCAA Women's Volleyball Tournament continues in the UW Fieldhouse in Madison. Wisconsin easily beat Jackson State in 3 sets. They advance tonight against the University of Miami. NBA, the Bucks lost last night in overtime to the Bulls. The final 120-113 in Chicago. The Bulls improved to 6-14. Milwaukee now 13-6. Head coach Adrian Griffin says the Bucks continue to struggle getting rebounds.
Rebounding is technique, is fundamentals, is turning and checking. Thought we lost sight of our man a couple times, and they just played with more energy and effort on the glass.
That's the Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 30s. For tonight, some rain and snow. We'll see a low around 30 degrees, less than a half inch of snow accumulation. Some rain-snow mix for your Sunday, cloudy skies with a high near 37. Monday, mostly cloudy with a high near 39. Currently, 17 degrees.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. If anyone knows what's on tap, it's the Chippewa Valley. We're talking about everything that's on tap in your world today. 93.5, The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Live from the Civic Media studios at WRCE in Richland Center, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, alongside producer, the wonderful Mr. Aaron Zommers in the studios back at the world headquarters high atop State Street off the Capitol Square in Madison. Meanwhile, we are on location once again today, coming to you from these beautiful studios in the Driftless Hills of Southwest Wisconsin in Richland Center, the old hometown at WRCE. News from the center here in Richland Center, Mr. Aaron Zommers, TGIF. Happy Friday, my friend.
Happy Friday to you as well. I understand that it's a little bit of a holiday today and you're ready to celebrate.
It is a holiday, and I didn't even know this until I got up early. We started, of course, we were in Chippewa Falls yesterday celebrating my lovely and talented sister's 50th birthday last night. Stayed overnight at her place with my brother-in-law and my niece. And then got up this morning and traveled down through western Wisconsin to Richland Center today. But I realized this morning, I heard a broadcast, and apparently there is some controversy because some people will tell you that National Pi Day, not like the mathematical one, but like the eat one, the Pi Day is January 23rd. But apparently there is some discrepancy. There is another, shall we say, or an additional two. National Pi Day is today, December 1st, and there's only, if you're a Wisconsinite, if you're a true Wisconsinite, there is really only one place that makes the best pies in the state, and that is the Norske Nook in Osseo, Wisconsin, which I happened to be driving through today, and I stopped at Norske Nook earlier this morning and picked up a pie. We're going to see if I can get my colleague, our colleague, Phil Nee, who celebrated a birthday this week, and we're going to reveal the pie maybe with Phil if he has time to stop in, and we'll see if he wants a slice. And we brought slices for everybody. So, and by the way, the Norske Nook, not just in Osseo now, also in DeForest, if you're listening on WMDX in Madison, just drive the short distance to DeForest, and you got a Norske Nook there. And also for our listeners at WLAK in Amory, there is a Norske Nook Pies in Rice Lake, Wisconsin, up there in beautiful northwest Wisconsin. So all different places to get your pie. If you're not near one of those places, then I encourage you to go to your local bakery and pick up a slice or a pie on National Pie Day. So there you go.
Unfortunately, I will not be able to pick one up today. I have to head out to Manitowoc this weekend. But
oh, are you going to Manitowoc?
Yes, I am playing the drums this weekend for a benefit for, there's a music studio in Manitowoc that's doing a benefit for funding their autistic and elderly music lessons programs.
Look at you, Mr. Zalmers, on the playing the drums. He is a multi-talented dude, this Mr. Zalmers. If you don't know this, he is a musician, he's a theater guy, he's a lighting guy. Yeah, you know, just an all-around great guy, great producer, engineer. So now you're doing, that's great. Why, is this a public performance? Can people come see you?
I don't know. Honestly, I most...
You agreed to a gig without knowing whether it's open to the public.
Yes. It's with okay. a family friend who I've done a lot of like church music with.
Oh, nice.
And he was like, hey, I need someone to play drums for this. Are you available? And I said, sure.
So you trust him?
Yes.
Yeah. You just tell me when and where I'll show up. Well, that's great. It's a big weekend in sports as well. For those watching on the stream on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, what have you, I have my University of Wisconsin basketball sweater, shirt, jersey, whatever you want to say, on today. Big game tomorrow. And you can hear it live on the Civic Media Radio Network, courtesy of the Badger Basketball Network, Matt LePay. And I'm not sure who his play-by-play partner, whether it's going to be Charlie Wills or if it's going to be... the polar bear. Jeez, I can't say his name now. It'll come to me in a second. That's what age does to you. Anyway, a big game. The Wisconsin Badgers hosting the Marquette Golden Eagles. I believe number 3 rated in the country, Marquette Golden Eagles, come to the Kohl Center to take on the Badgers. And it's going to be a great game. Wisconsin, I think, has a chance, but it's going to be, they're going to have to play near flawless basketball because Marquette is hot. And Coach Shaka Smart has them rolling. We'll see if the Badgers, Coach Greg Gard, can get the Badgers going as well. The Badgers very deep this year. That's something that Greg Gard has rarely had before on his team so far at Wisconsin since he became head coach. The depth of the bench. And so we'll see if the depth of the bench can match the speed of Marquette. Because Marquette can run the ball. So we'll see. But so I'm wearing my red and white. By the way, if you're going to the game at the Kohl Center, apparently it's a whiteout game. So where if you have a, and you know, most Badger fans have more red than white. But if you have anything white, wear something more whitish or white to the game if you're going on Saturday. It's a whiteout at the Kohl Center as the Badger men's host Marquette. So we got that going on as well. Also, speaking of Badgers, Badger volleyball, women got a big win last night. They advanced in the NCAA tournament and cheering on the Wisconsin Badger women's volleyball team as they continue to try to pursue and defend their national championship from last year. And of course, on Sunday, Mr. Zalmers, if you were listening to As Goes Wisconsin earlier with Jane Matinier and Greg Bach and Carol as well filling in for vacationing. Believe me, it's not a vacation, I'm sure. It is maternity leave. Kristen Bry, who they are filling in for. And I know they were talking about this on As Goes Wisconsin with Mike Clemens. Big game in Green Bay on Sunday Night Football on NBC and also the Peacock, I'm sure. But Green Bay Packers hosting the Kansas City Chiefs. First time that Patrick Mahomes has ever played at Lambeau Field, and not just, and it's a big game for both teams, you understand. Packers trying to get back into truly playoff contention here. Kansas City Chiefs trying to break a little bit of a losing streak, or they've kind of stumbled a couple of times this year. But Travis Kelce, his girlfriend, of course, none other than Taylor Swift. And the big question is, for the Swifties, who have apparently already descending on Green Bay. I believe Mino and the mayor, our morning show up there in Green Bay, I believe the studio was flooded with Swifties this morning.
So I've heard. But yeah, that's yes. this is very unfortunate timing. There's a funeral in Green Bay on Sunday that I have to go to. And
oh,
then
I'm sorry
that
to hear
evening
that.
Is when the actual gig is. Tonight's just a rehearsal.
Oh, geez.
So yeah. Hopefully I can get there and back in time.
Hopefully you get, but it's excitement like you've never seen in Green Bay, not just for the game, but for the Swifties, you understand. And then, of course, one of the Packers married to the great gymnast, Simone Biles, and she is going to be there as well. So it's like a Hollywood carpet event, you understand.
Which is so it's weird great. For football.
I actually think it's great. I love all the spectacle. You know me. I love a good pomp and circumstance.
It's fun. So, it's just weird.
Sure. It's not your granddad's football, put it that way. And it ain't Vince. Can you imagine what Vince Lombardi would think of all this?
I don't know what he would think.
I think he'd be, he's like, I'll just go out, block and tackle and play the game. you know.
Yeah, I think you're right.
That's all there is to it. So we'll see. We'll see if I think Taylor's my vote. Taylor Swift will in fact be there because she just moved in with Travis Kelce this week into his house down in Kansas City because she's taking a big break from a world tour. So the moving trucks were there and they moved Taylor Swift at least partly into Travis Kelce's house in Green Bay. So I think she'll fly in on her jet and she'll be there. And of course, Kansas City, I believe I'm correct in saying, has yet to lose when Taylor Swift is in attendance.
I'm sure all of the fans cheering for Travis Kelce, it's insane, I'm sure. And just the morale boost it provides.
Particularly to him. So we'll see what happens there. Anyway, all that more coming up on today's show. First of all, I want to start off with, not so much breaking news, but big news today, earlier today, George Santos. That's right. That George Santos, Republican from New York, facing all kinds of criminal indictments and been reviewed by a House committee. They pulled the trigger today. They had the vote on the House floor. George Santos, gone. They voted him out. Yes. They expelled George Santos. He has been expelled from the House of Representatives as of about a couple of hours ago or so. And we talked about this a little bit yesterday. George Santos now becomes only the sixth person in the U.S. House expelled from office. There are, of course, three of them were expelled in 1861 during the Civil War for disloyalty to the Union and fighting for the Confederacy. And then nearly 120 years later, when Michael J. Myers was convicted of bribery on October 2nd, 1980, he was tossed out. And most recently, in 2002, July 24th, it was James A. Traficant. He and his heir were convicted of conspiracy to commit bribery, defrauded the United States, receipt of illegal gratuities, obstruction of justice, filing false tax returns, and racketeering. So, and then, of course, in the U.S. Senate, there have been 15 members expelled before in that history. So George Santos today becoming only the sixth person in the history of the United States House of Representatives to be expelled.
And not a minute too soon. It's about damn time.
Right. And, of course, the argument here is, well, does he deserve his day in court? Does he deserve to actually go and defend himself and be found guilty of these things before he's expelled? Because I don't believe anybody else other than these Confederate guys, the other ones had been convicted in court before they were expelled from the House. But it appears now that the evidence that members of the House committee and were shared with the House, the evidence was so overwhelming and so damning that they didn't need a court of law because it was just, you can't defend this. Allegedly, there are literally receipts where George Santos used the credit card numbers of his supporters to pay off his own bills, not for the campaign, but like personal bills, clothing, trips. I mean, just some of the most egregious things that any elected official could ever possibly do. A complete break of trust with your supporters.
Yeah, I have no idea. I think this was the right call there. I have no idea how you could defend this.
No. And the guy, and again, things that he has admitted to, making things up, making up false names, it's one hypocrisy after another, right?
He's not Jewish. He's Jew-ish.
Yeah, that was one of the things he said. That's one of the things he said. Because he claimed to be of the Jewish faith, and then it turned out he really wasn't. And to Mr. Zahmer's point, that was the quote. That was the rebuttal, was that I'm not Jewish. I'm Jew-ish, like as in kind of Jewish. So like George Santos, unfortunately, just turned out to be a liar. Doesn't matter what party you're in. People like that should not be there. He is not. We are, though. We're here. We'll have more with this on National Pi Day, live from WRCE in Richland Center, Wisconsin, on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some,
that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
This looks like a December day. This looks like a time to remember day. And I remember a spring, such a sweet, tender thing, and love summer college, where the green leaves of knowledge were waiting to fall with the fall.
Welcome back to the Tallyball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 20 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. Glad to have you along on a TGI Friday, live from the studios of WRCE in Richland Center. Glad to be on the road and here in the beautiful driftless area of southwest Wisconsin. Mr. Zommer is our producer-engineer back at the World Headquarters in Madison. Speaking of remembering, great song there by Willie Nelson, by the way, and appropriate. Because I wanted to take time today, also breaking news in the last 12 hours or so. Former Justice of the Supreme Court, U.S. Supreme Court, Sandra Day O'Connor has passed away. And I thought it was appropriate to take a moment to remember Justice O'Connor, who really broke a lot of glass ceilings and a lot of barriers. According to this story here in CNN, former Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, who blazed trails as the first woman to sit on the U.S. Supreme Court, has died, according to the court this morning. O'Connor was 93 years old and died due, quote, to complications related to advanced dementia, unquote. O'Connor inspired generations of female lawyers, including the five women who served after her nomination on the High Court. They admired her path, marking success in a field that had been dominated by men. Over time, she became known as a moderate conservative and often the swing vote on hot-button social issues. Sandra Day O'Connor died after living to see a new conservative-leaning court overturn an abortion decision she helped pen in 1992, lower the bar between church and state, and set its sights on another area of interest for her, which was affirmative action. Chief Justice John Roberts described O'Connor as, quote, a patriot and a fiercely independent defender of the rule of law and an eloquent advocate for civics education. In 2018, O'Connor received in a letter that she had been diagnosed with the beginning stages of dementia, most likely Alzheimer's disease. She said, quote, while the final chapter of my life with dementia may be trying, nothing has diminished my gratitude and deep appreciation for the countless blessings of my life. In nominating O'Connor to the bench in 1981, former President Ronald Reagan called her, quote, truly a person for all seasons, possessing those unique qualities of temperament, fairness, intellectual capacity, and devotion to the public good, which have characterized the 101 brethren who have preceded her. Once again, Sandra Day O'Connor, the first woman to sit on the U.S. Supreme Court, has passed away at the age of 93 due to complications related to advanced dementia. I remember when Sandra Day O'Connor was nominated to the bench by Ronald Reagan, and it was really one of those moments that transcended partisanship. Because whether you thought Ronald Reagan was doing it to earn political points, whatever his motives may or may not have been, he was committed to having a more diverse court. And I think he deserves credit for that. And Sandra Day O'Connor, while I may not have agreed with every one of her decisions over her distinguished career, tried, I believe, to be a moderate on the court. She was nominated by a conservative, Ronald Reagan, but there were more than one time when she sided with the liberal majority on decisions. She and, at the time, Justice Kennedy were often viewed as swing votes. Not dissimilar, necessarily, in some cases, to current conservative Wisconsin Justice Brian Hagedorn, who has sided both with conservatives, but also at times with liberals on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And I believe Sandra Day O'Connor came from a different era. And we've talked about this on our show and other programs, that too often in today's politics, our elected officials, our politicians, our members of the court, there's almost this fear of even doing socializing or being friends with people who might disagree with you on politics or on issues. Sandra Day O'Connor was not like that. She was known to socialize with other members of the court, some who may be on the liberal side. She was open to hearing other ideas. And she was just someone who, I think, tried to do her best to look at the law and apply the law as it was written. And again, not necessarily that you're going to agree with every single decision that she may have done. But again, it was a moment, I think, for particularly women to be able to look at the court and say, you know what, there's somebody like me. Never before had we had a woman on the U.S. Supreme Court. And so I think that Sandra Day O'Connor deserves mention. I think she deserves credit. And may she rest in peace. And condolences to her family. If you want to call in, I'd love to have your call. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. We go to Cindy in Appleton. Cindy, thanks for holding. I guess you had a comment about our earlier story about George Santos. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I would just like to say, too, that Sandra Day O'Connor was actually a great woman with some morals and ethics, which we don't have too much of in the court system these days. But anyway, George Santos, actually, I am surprised that he got booted out of there, but I'm even more surprised that Glenn Grossman voted to boot him out of there. So I'm thinking that Glenn Grossman must be getting concerned about the Fair Maps issue coming forward, hopefully soon, because I think he's trying to cover his butt right now.
I think that's an interesting point, Cindy. I think it's a really interesting point that there is another case working its way through the legal system in Wisconsin. So when it comes to these maps and the Wisconsin State Supreme Court considering it, it is possible that it will not just be the legislative maps, the Senate and Assembly, but they could also look at congressional maps. And we've talked about it before, and you're right. More competitive maps means that people in office have to have a more centrist view of the world in order to get elected and reelected. So perhaps I think that might be part of it. You know, I don't want to say I know Glenn Grossman well, but I've been in meetings with him when I used to work in the state Senate. And, Glenn is an interesting guy, Congressman Grossman. And maybe even George Santos was a bridge too far for Glenn Grossman, which, of course, is saying something. So I think you're right, Cindy. That's really interesting. Appreciate the call. Thank you so much, Cindy, listening up there at Appleton. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. If you want to call in and chat a little bit about George Santos or the passing of Sandra Day O'Connor, certainly welcome those calls here on the program. Coming up, we're going to talk a little bit more about Pi Day in the state of Wisconsin, the Norske Nook in particular, which we stopped at earlier today. Also, in hour number two, we have Peter Rapine from EPOM's World taking a lighter look at the week in review. All that and more, so don't go anywhere. Stay with us as the show rolls on from the Driftless Hills in southwest Wisconsin. WRCE, the Todd Allmull Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
93.5 The Tap.
CBS News Brief. George Santos is now a former Republican congressman from New York. He was expelled Friday on a bipartisan vote. Cheryl Scott is a social worker who lives in Santos's former district.
It's not only Santos. It's all on both sides, both parties, the greed and the dishonesty. And, you know, people are not considering how it impacts the country as a whole.
The truce between Israel and Hamas may have ended, but CBS's Lilia Luciano says efforts to free Israeli hostages continue.
Sources briefed on the talks tell CBS News negotiations are ongoing for another deal to bring all of the hostages back.
The LAPD is looking for one person they say shot and killed three homeless people in separate incidents around the city. Chief Michael Moore.
We will find the person responsible for this. I have every confidence that we will find this individual. We need the public's help to do that.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The secretary of the host committee for the 2024 Republican National Convention in Milwaukee is stepping down. Milwaukee Public Schools cut ties with Gerard Randall's Milwaukee Education Partnership 2 weeks ago. School board members say it isn't clear exactly what the nonprofit did with the school district's money. It also appears Randall lied about prominent people in Wisconsin serving on his leadership team. The city of Wausau is filing a lawsuit against 15 manufacturers of PFAS Forever chemicals. The lawsuit also names 61 major insurance companies that insured the manufacturers. Wausau has some of the worst PFAS contamination in the entire state, with the chemical found in all of the city's drinking water wells. Wausau officials say they hope to recoup some of the millions of dollars they've spent so far to provide safe drinking water and to try and clean up their water wells. I'm Nate Wiggehoe, Civic Media News.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 30s. For tonight, some rain and snow. We'll see a low around 30 degrees, less than a half inch of snow accumulation. Some rain-snow mix for your Sunday, cloudy skies with a high near 37. Monday, mostly cloudy with a high near 39.
Right now, it's 15.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Top U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. From Liney Lodge and Carson Park, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown and all of Wisconsin. 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on a TGIF, the first day of December 2023. We are live on location at WRCE in the beautiful hills of southwest Wisconsin. Mr. Zahmer is back at the world headquarters in Madison, but I am joined once again by my friend and colleague, Mr. Phil Nee, not only the station manager of WRCE and our sister station WRCO, but the morning host here on RCO on the FM side, host of Those Were the Days every Saturday night, 6 until midnight, a great old-time radio call-in show, and whatever else needs to be done here, Phil.
Thank you. Yes, somebody said, oh, you work a lot, and I'm like, you know what? It's not work. I grew up on the farm.
You did.
That is work. This is just sitting and running my mouth, right?
but it gives you a work ethic, right?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, yes. My grandparents' farm, so I can't say I grew up on the farm, but I spent time there and did a little baling hay and stuff before they sold the cows. And I mean, you know, when the cows have to be milked, you can't just say, I don't feel like it today.
Exactly. It's a holiday. I've got to take it off.
you got to work.
Yeah. So it's a little bit like small town radio.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, happy birthday, by the way, Philip.
Thank you.
Because you celebrated a birthday 2 days ago, right?
2 days ago, the 29th, yes.
And the day before my sister.
Right. I'm not afraid to say my age either, because a week ago we were talking about the Kennedy assassination. So I was born a week after JFK's assassination in 1963. So it's a milestone birthday, and it's 60. And a wise person told me once, because I was lamenting that, and they're like, you know what? A lot of people don't make it that far. A lot 100%. Of people don't make it out of their 50s. Yeah. So I was pretty joyful.
Well, you look fantastic.
Yeah, well, thank you.
You would look 60. Come on.
60. I was going to say, when you said it was November 29th, that it was your golden birthday.
Golden birthday. Oh, hey.
Look at that. Hey. Zomers gets extra piece of pie.
I owe him a free drink at the holiday party.
A free ticket. That's free.
For free, yeah.
Well, congratulations. I think your attitude is absolutely right. There are a lot of people that don't make it that far, but we've known each other over 30 years, and you've always had a youthful spirit.
Oh, absolutely. Exactly.
We were talking a little bit on the or texting. I was around for your 29th, actually.
They surprised me on the air. Yeah. They shut the lights off and went in the other room, and they had mics on in there. And they're like, surprise! Good thing I didn't swear or something. Like, what?
But or crap your pants.
Yeah, well, that might have happened.
But no, I mean, I think that spirit, people's spirit, the way you look at life and approach it is so important, right?
Right, exactly. I always say you're only as old as you act.
Yeah.
And one of the cards I got too was, it said, because I'm a grandpa now, yeah. They said to the grandpa that's always invited to the kids' table. And that's kind of, that's where I would rather be.
That's actually pretty good.
Sometimes you have better conversations there, right?
That's so true. That's absolutely, absolutely true. Well, to celebrate, and it just kind of worked out, I'm not sure if you're aware of this. Today is National Pi Day.
Oh, I read that.
Yeah.
It's not a math issue.
No, because there is that kind of
PIE.
Math. Right. And I'm terrible at math, so I never celebrate that. I can't cipher it out. I was in Eau Claire this morning, and on the way down stopped in Osseo at the renowned Norske Nook.
Look at that.
Right? And they have places in Osseo, Rice Lake, and DeForest. If you live there. And the woman looked at me, and I said, well, it's National Pi Day. I thought I'd celebrate. And she looked at me like I'd sworn or something. And she goes, well, National Pi Day is January 23rd.
Oh.
And so I looked it up, and there is, in fact, a National Pi Day on the 23rd, but there is also National Pi Day on December 1st.
There's nothing wrong with celebrating it twice, though.
Right, that's what I said. You could never have too much pie.
No.
So anyway, I brought a pie. And I've known Phil long enough, and your former on-air partner and former owner of RCO, Ron Fruitney, you used to have these debates. Phil, for those that don't know, there's a certain kind of pie that you don't like.
Yeah, exactly. I don't care for raisins in anything.
And you know, you and I share that.
Yeah. And why, I mean, why put something in there that's right. sort of healthy? Just, right. just not, it's not good for you, so why even? Right.
And I don't like the texture of raisins.
That's exactly it, right.
I could eat a craisin. Do you like craisins?
Craisins are all right. Grapes are great.
Yeah.
No problem.
But raisins, I have 100% agreement.
They ruin it, yeah. And I've had to, in my capacity, judge pie contests over the
I know
the
you
years.
Have.
And boy, I tell you, you get to a mincemeat with raisin in it. Oh. That's a little bit tough to take right there.
Now, could you set your personal bias aside, or is it just too much?
Generally, with those at a pie contest, I'd say marvelous crust. You know,
there's Phil D. Always finding something
marvelous crust. It's nice and flaky.
Well, give us a call. Let us know what your favorite pie is. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Tell us what your favorite pie is, or what is your local favorite pie place or place to buy a pie across the state of Wisconsin. I like the Norske Nook. There are other local places as well. So looking for the best place to buy pie in your community across Wisconsin, or your favorite pie, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, or text us on the Civic Media app. You can download it on your Apple or Android device. All right, they have so many pies here, Phil, that it's, I knew raisin, of course. I stay away from that.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not. Do you want to take a couple of guesses on what kind of pie that I may have brought?
I'd have to go with apple.
I thought about that.
Did you? Okay.
It's not. You want to lift it up and see it's.
Oh, it's heavy. So maybe it is a coconut cream.
Getting much closer.
Banana cream.
Closer. One more guess.
Really?
Yeah.
Banana coconut cream? I don't know.
It is creamy. I thought at Norske Nook they have great pies, but I thought to myself, why don't I get one that I probably wouldn't normally make? You know, something a little bit different. So here we are. We can reveal the pie.
Ooh, it's got to be a mint.
It is a mint chocolate pie.
Oh, does that look good?
Do you like mint and chocolate?
Yes, I do. That's an old-time pie tin there, too, isn't it?
Let's take it out for those watching the stream. We can see
it's heavy.
Right. Well, and the deal is if you buy a whole pie at the Norske Nook, in DeForest. Good Lord, he's almost dropped out of my hand. I mean, pie in the face of a couple of things. But they give you a real pie tin. It's like a deposit. It's like the old time
pop-up. Neat.
So you pay $6 for the deposit for the pie tin, and then you have to return it. I said, well, can I return it at DeForest? And they said, sure.
Oh, sure. They have one there, don't they?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to take a slice, and I'll leave this for you and the rest of the crew here, RCO, RCE, and then just don't throw the pie tin away because I got a $6.
Oh, yeah, exactly. You know, and it's great because I always tell people, I'm not a cake person. I'd much rather have a pie for my birthday than a cake.
I knew that about you.
Yes.
Because I've listened to you and Ron Fruit all these years, right. And I knew you're more of a pie than a cake person. So I thought, well, what better way to celebrate Phil's birthday than to bring him a pie.
This will be delicious. You know, I like the old time pies too. My mother always made a very nice custard pie.
Oh, really? Yes.
Yes, those are delicious.
My grandma Allball used to make one called rich man pie, or some people called it poor man. All it was like a flour sugar mixture, brown sugar, and then milk and butter.
Oh, okay.
I just baked that.
That was probably in one of the old church cookbooks years ago, too. You know, because they used what they had in the kitchen.
That's something I think all across Wisconsin, those of us who grew up in a church home or whatever, the usually the ladies, sometimes the men, but usually the ladies of the church put together a church cookbook to like fundraise for whatever. And you got some really great recipes.
Right, exactly. I was talking about that on my show not too long ago, and I loved some of the old titles. And one of my favorite was Watergate Salad.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
From the 70s.
It has like grapes in it, right?
Yeah, I think it's got pistachio pudding, and it actually had nothing to do with the Watergate scandal. It was actually from the Watergate Hotel
where the
scandal took place. But I think that's where the recipe came. But it was popular in the 70s. Watergate salad.
Once Nixon hit the,
exactly.
And you either ate it, I suppose, to celebrate or mourn him.
Or mourn him. Yeah, right.
No, that is true. And also, have you found like some people will put a recipe in the church cookbook? And then people will make it at home because maybe this person has brought it to funerals or to salad luncheons over the years, and you make it, and it's not the same.
Exactly. Because they always did a pinch of this and a pinch of that. They didn't know the exact measurements of anything.
Or they intentionally leave that one little thing out. Well, did you put in 2 teaspoons of vanilla? Well, no, it says, well, I always use 2. My grandma Wallace did that.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. On things that she had, you know, and we went, why it doesn't taste like grandma? And later in her life, or probably the last 10 years, late into her 80s, she would say, well, I actually used 2 tablespoons of that.
The secret. Yes, exactly.
She didn't want it to be as her, other people to make it better than her.
Right. And the other key is, as I've learned, growing up on a farm again, being raised by a great farm wife cook, you have to have lard.
Yeah.
For the crust. And people are like, oh, you know, of course, that's not very healthy, but you know, again, moderation. If you're gonna have a piece of pie once a week, it's not gonna hurt you, right?
And why would you put anything healthy, let alone raisins, in a pie?
Exactly.
I'm with
throw
you.
Throw the lard in there.
That's right.
More sugar.
More lard, butter. I mean, and the thing is, though, all lard, butter, sugar, those are all natural ingredients created by God or Mother Nature, whatever you believe. It's not processed.
Not bio-generated.
Right, exactly.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's much healthier than eating, you know, something that was a chemical.
True. Yeah, good point, man. You're preaching to the choir.
Because I'm convinced that raisins are created by putting chemicals on grapes.
Well, you think so.
The way it tastes. I shouldn't say this, but it reminds me of something you pick out of your nose.
Oh, boy.
I mean, it does. The consistency of a raisin.
And you've got a lot of experience.
No, my mother would be appalled. Anytime she'd see me, my hand around my nose, use a Kleenex.
Yes, right.
You know? Your parents ever?
A good old mother thing. The other thing was, did your mother ever lick her hand and try to push down your cowlick? You know, she'd be like, you know, your hair's sticking up.
I don't know if she did that. I can't necessarily remember if she did that or not. My sister and I, who you know, my sister, we've told this story. That back in the day, we went to the PCI Methodist Church here at Richland Center. And back in those days, you actually dressed up for church. And Mom had this patent leather black, it was fake or whatever. Look at this little, the patent leather black clutch purse. And I can just hear her right now saying, why would he tell this story? and usually she'd have a couple of Kleenexes in there in case we needed to blow our nose. And she had a couple of pieces of hard candy if we were coughing or whatever. And for whatever reason, well, I'm not a woman, but she usually had like a sanitary napkin or a tampon in there as well. And so when she gave you the Kleenex, it smelled like a sanitary napkin.
Oh, man.
To this day, when I go to, I'm not a regular attender anymore, but when I go to church, I see like a small patent leather purse. That's what pops into my head.
Oh, Todd.
As a childhood memory.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know. It's just what I remember as a kid.
Well, you know, you do associate smells with different things, right? Exactly.
It's very powerful.
Oh, very powerful. Absolutely. And that and music. Music, you know, kind of takes me back.
Do you have any certain songs or smells that you remember as a kid growing up?
No. Well, you know, around here, obviously, the hay making, the first lawn mowing and things like that. Those are things that take you back. Not necessarily a Kleenex, so I can't say that.
Well, you know, it wasn't a Kleenex.
Right.
No, but you're right. I mean, nothing. I mean, I live in Madison now and it's great, but nothing better than driving back out here at, you know, after the first cutting of hay is the sun's going down with your windows rolled down and that smell drifts in the truck. Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're home.
And like the first frost, covering football on a Friday night, you know, it starts to get a little frosty, the smell of the grass and everything. It's it kind of takes you back.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Yep.
Any high school sports you're covering this weekend, Phil?
We're doing a lot of basketball now, and we have girls basketball. We'll be at Ithaca tonight, Ithaca Lafarge girls basketball. Nice. But we cover about four area high schools, so we'll be doing that, getting into that season now that it's December especially. We hit the ground running. But big weekend sports on the state scene with the Badger men playing Marquette tomorrow, Marquette number 3 rated in the nation, and the Packers taking on Taylor Swift on Sunday night.
Exactly. Who do you like in the Badger and Marquette game?
Well, you probably got to pick Marquette, but the Badgers beat them in overtime last time. I bet it'll be a good game.
I saw them play against the Badgers against Tennessee, which was a top 10 team. They played them tough. I'm going to take the Badgers an upset, but I think it'll be a very tough game.
Ooh, all right.
And I hope the Packers win, but I'm taking the Chiefs and Kelsey or Tractor. Some people say it's Tractor.
Tractor.
Now, is your wife June? Is she a Swiftie?
No. My future daughter-in-law, though, has gone to see her a few times in Chicago and other places. Yeah, so
I'm all pro Swifty. I'm a Swifty. Yep.
So they think she's going to the fish fry in Green Bay tonight. I don't think she's going to be there for the whole weekend. But
that'd be a story to break.
Yes, it would.
Phil Nee here at WRCO, WRCE. Thank you, my friend. Happy birthday. Happy National Pie Day.
Thank you, buddy.
Absolutely. Back with more on location from Richland Center on the Todd Lovell Show and Civic Media after this.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Guys doing chores. How would that do on TikTok?
Sounds like you should be wearing like short shorts or something.
We're not going to exploit you in that way. I think it's more about your Q-tip action and
phrasing, Jane. The way you're saying it just sounds like one big double entendre.
Delicately in the crevices.
Oh, God.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates radio show.
Who's your Bob? Who's your daddy? What you got for us, Bob?
Look, you could dig Richard Nixon out of the ground right now, have him declare as a Democrat, and I would vote for him before I would vote for Donald Trump.
Dead Tricky Dick over Trump.
And I hate Richard Nixon.
The Devil's Advocates radio show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Always have fun with Phil Nee here at WRCE on location in Richland Center. It is 10 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. Glad to have you along on this National Pi Day. Off the text line, WMDX, a listener says, I thought Pi Day was 314. Well, that is too. That's the mathematical Pi Day. And there is another National Pi Day, the kind of pie you eat, on January 23rd. But according to online sources, December 1st, also a National Pie Day. So we're celebrating with a pie, a chocolate mint pie from Norske Nook in Osseo, Wisconsin. You can also find Norske Nook in DeForest and Rice Lake as well. What is your favorite pie or place to get pie? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us on the Civic Media app. Download it on the iPhone or Android device. Off the text line, WMDX, the same person bringing up Pi Day being 314, says pecan pie or pecan. Is it pecan or pecan? I guess either way. Pecan pie or homemade apple pie are my choice, no matter the day. And since I told that story to Mom, she may lock me out of the house. I may not get back in. But let me just say, nobody makes a better apple pie than my mom. I'm just going to put that out there. Part of it is she starts with apples from right here in Southwest Wisconsin, one of our great sponsors on WRCO, on WRCE, Oakwood Fruit Farm. Great family business up there. John Lewis and his entire family do a great job. So Oakwood Fruit Farm, a shout out to them. They have great apples. Mom always gets her apples here locally from Oakwood Fruit Farm. And she has a recipe that will blow your socks off.
That's one thing that'll make a huge difference is starting from scratch with fruit or whatever your pie filling is rather than buying a can. Now, if the choice is between buying a can of filling and not having pie, I'll buy a can.
Yeah, but if you get the fresh fruit, that's the
key. So much better.
Shout out to Mom's Apple Pie and the apples at Oakwood Fruit Farm here in Richland County. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Nancy from Wanakee calling in about pies on National Pie Day. Nancy, thank you for listening. What say you?
Well, your mom's pie sounds good, but how about a hot caramel apple pie? That is like to die for. And I grew up in Holman, and there's an apple orchard just outside of Galesville. And one of the women, an older woman who used to make the pies from scratch, she would do that. And the key was not using just one kind of apple, but several kinds of apples as well. And then making the hot caramel sauce on top. It was wonderful.
I've never had hot caramel apple pie. So I can't say, but it sounds delicious because I love caramel. I love apple pie. Two great tastes that taste great together, right?
Well, next fall when you make caramel apples, make some pie and take that hot caramel sauce and just pour over it. It's like, oh my gosh, you don't need ice cream. You don't need whipped cream. It's wonderful.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Hey, thanks for the call. Really, really appreciate it. Nancy from Wanakee on National Pie Day. Thanks a lot. Really appreciate it. What is your favorite pie or place to get pie here on National Pie Day? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. I have a caller here from WGBW up in Green Bay. Says that my grandmother's raspberry pie is the best. Ooh, that sounds good. I'm a sucker for rhubarb pie, or for raspberry pie, certainly. Also, another caller from WMDX, Madison, says he's a Madison plumber, or he or she, and this person says raspberry and banana cream. I'm assuming those are two different pies, but not sure what that goes together, but raspberry and also banana cream pie are fantastic. Andrew from Verona, listening on WMDX, says, joining late, unpopular opinion here, apple pie, best with no cinnamon and with a slice of cheddar cheese. Now, the cheddar cheese part, I totally agree. People don't believe this, but yeah, cheddar cheese and apple pie, fantastic together.
I've never tried it, but now I'm curious.
Oh, it's great. I think it has, I'm not a foodologist like Alton Brown or anything, but I think it has to do with the sweetness of, and the sweet and tart of the apple pie juxtaposed to the acidity of the cheese. And that kind of reaction inside your taste buds, and it's just like, ooh. It's and like if you have wine with chocolate or coffee with food, if you pair things together, quality products, they'll complement themselves on your taste buds. So there you go. Also, let's see, WAUK down in the Shaw in Waukesha. Jay from East Troy listening in says, hi, Todd. Elegant farmer apple pie in a bag. Yum. So there you go. The Elegant Farmer. Apple pie in a bag. I've heard of that. I've never never had it. So I would love to try that sometime. Elegant Farmer apple pie in a bag. Thanks for listening in, Jay from East Troy. Appreciate that. What else do we have here? Another text from Madison. Rhubarb pie. Always rhubarb pie. None of this strawberry rhubarb crap. Well, that's a great point. Now, my maternal grandmother on my mom's side, she had a recipe that was her mother's, and holy macaroni, rhubarb custard. There's no strawberry in it, but rhubarb custard pie on my mom's side. That one, my two favorite pies would be my mom's apple pie and my maternal grandmother's the rhubarb custard pie, and then my grandma on my dad's side, her rich man pie, kind of that custard pie. Those would be my top three right there. What else we have here? Also from the text line in Madison, or actually a Jim from Racine, I believe is on the line. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Jim and Racine, thanks for listening down there on our beautiful station, WRJN. Jim, what say you?
A Hoosier pie or a sugar cream pie, it's sometimes called. I bake a lot. I'm in the food service industry, so.
Wow, that's fantastic. And what are the kind of the base ingredients?
A Hoosier pie is one of the simplest pies, and I've made some that ain't so simple. But this one is this heavy cream, use a fresh vanilla bean and cornstarch, and that's all that goes into the pie shell. After it's been cooked on the stove, and then you put it in the fridge to set, and then you caramelize some sugar on top.
Wow, that sounds amazing.
It's really good.
Now, does it originate out of Indiana? Is that why it's called a Hoosier pie?
I don't know. I think its background actually comes from the Amish in Indiana. All right. And it was probably made because, you know, it's kind of like a custard pie, but there's no eggs.
Jim, appreciate it. Jim and Racine, National Pie Day. We appreciate it. Appreciate Phil Me as well. Stay tuned for Hour 2 after this.
Local talk about our hometown and all of Wisconsin has gone untapped until now. You're on 93.5 The Tap. Make sure and tell your friends. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor, but I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.